KOX, local and vocal, every day, every night.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome back to the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. We have more military topics to discuss, so let's get to it. Here's John.
Why, thanks, Jack. Last week, Ken Kratzer and I had the opportunity to speak with Major General John Gronsky, the Deputy Commanding General for the Army National Guard. And General Gronsky really had a topic that was really interesting to talk about because there is a unit for the New York National Guard that is deployed in the Ukraine right now, and we were able to talk to him about that last week.
We have a special guest calling from overseas, and that is Major General John Gronsky of the National Guard. And General Gronsky, thank you for your time today. So tell us, how's your mission over in the Ukraine going?
Okay, Ken, first of all, it's really great to talk to you. Actually, I am here in Ukraine today with the 27th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. They're headquartered in Syracuse, New York, New York Army National Guard. They've got a little over 200 soldiers serving here. And what their mission is in Ukraine is they are training, right now they're training a battalion of Ukrainian soldiers who have recently been conducting operations in the Donbas region of southeastern Ukraine, conducting operations there against Russian-led separatists. And the mission of the New York Guard is to train these soldiers at the soldier level, squad level, platoon level, company level, to increase their tactical capability to rotate back into that Donbas region and continue to defend the sovereignty of their nation. Second part of their mission is to actually help the Ukrainians develop their own combat training center here in western Ukraine so the Ukrainians could continue to build their readiness and develop their military to higher degrees of capability.
We have our colleague John Turan on the line. John, you have a couple of questions ready.
General, glad to have you on the program. What actually is involved in building a combat training center out there?
Okay, John, great question. There's a number of things involved, and as you all probably know, we have three combat training centers that support the United States Army. We have one at Fort Polk. We have Fort Polk, Louisiana, another combat training center at Fort Earl in California, and then a combat training center that the United States Army runs in Hohenfels, Germany. And really what the combat training center is all about is it's a location that the Ukrainians will be able to rotate units into. When I say units, generally around battalion-sized units, let's say around 500 soldiers at a time, where they could do live fire exercises, and they could also do maneuver training. With that, in order to run a combat training center like that, you need your own opposing force unit here. You need trainers here. You also need OCTs. That stands for observer coach trainers that could evaluate the units as they rotate in. So really, a combat training center is all about allowing the military to build its readiness. There's also a range control aspect of it because there's many different units vying for live fire ranges and other training areas. So it's all about scheduling so units could move in and out efficiently and effectively and not waste time. So those are just some of the elements involved with establishing a combat training center.
Now, the National Guard is often thought of by people in America as a force that is there to help domestically. I know in New York, very often there may be extra snow in the Buffalo area, and they're called in to help with that. And I know there have been fires in the past that they've helped with that. Recently, they've helped with hurricanes down in Texas and in Florida and in Puerto Rico. How often is the National Guard involved overseas? And How important is the National Guard to the overall defense of the country?
Yeah, you know, the National Guard does have a dual mission. They do have a state mission. So every national, you know, we have a National Guard in every state of Washington, D.C., and our territory. So every National Guard will work essentially for the governor of that state. So the governor does have the authority to call up the National Guard from their state to support civil authorities in the event of a natural or man-made crisis within the state. So that's one part of the mission. The other part of the mission is a federal mission. So the National Guard could be called up to conduct operations overseas if the president, calls up the National Guard unit. It is not uncommon for National Guard units to conduct operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as over here in Europe. As a matter of fact, right now we have two different brigade-sized elements conducting operations in Europe. Of course, we have the 27th Infantry Brigade Combat Team from the New York National Guard conducting this operation that I spoke about in Ukraine. Then we also have the 39th IBCT out of the state of Arkansas, and they're conducting a mission in Kosovo down in the Balkan region of Europe to enhance and create a peaceful and stable environment for the people of the Balkan region, primarily Kosovo. We also have National Guard units serving overseas, and as I mentioned, Iraq and Afghanistan right now. As a matter of fact, the state I'm from, I happen to be a Pennsylvania National Guardsman, 28th Infantry Division out of Pennsylvania Guard, has recently been mobilized, and they will be conducting operations in Kuwait and in Jordan. When I commanded a brigade over in Iraq in 2005, 55% of the combat force in Iraq in 2005-2006 was actually National Guard. Again, it's more and more common for our country to call up the National Guard for these overseas missions. And we like to call it the total force concept, where the active component, the National Guard, and the Army Reserves all work together as one very strong and effective team.
And, General, maybe just tell us a little bit about your career in service in the U.S. Army.
Yeah, sure. I've been serving in the Army now for 39 years. I did go to the University of Scranton, received my commission there through the ROTC program back in 1978. I went on active duty for 4 years. I was stationed out at Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Lewis, Washington. Came back to northeastern Pennsylvania after I did 4 years on active duty, joined the Pennsylvania National Guard, and had the opportunity to command infantry company, infantry battalion, two different infantry brigades, and the 28th Infantry Division there while in the Pennsylvania Guard, and also had the opportunity to deploy a couple of times after 9/11, commanded a brigade in Ramadi, Iraq in 2005 and 6. And in May 2016, just after I left command of the 28th Infantry Division, had the opportunity to come over here to U.S. Army Europe headquarters and serve here as the Deputy Commanding General for Army National Guard. So it's been really a very fast 39 years, a very, very fulfilling opportunity to serve in various capacities in the Army, both on active duty and in the National Guard. And for anyone considering a career in the military, I would highly recommend it. You work with great people, people who have shared values and who really have a love of our country. And couldn't be prouder to serve in uniform.
That's Major General John Gronsky, the Deputy Commanding General for the Army National Guard. He's talking about the 27th Infantry Brigade Combat Team from Syracuse, New York. That's part of the New York Army National Guard. They're going to be in the Ukraine, Jack, for 9 months.
Wow.
And when you count their training beforehand and their debrief afterwards, they'll be away from their families for a year. And that's a very large sacrifice. And the general continued, and he talked about the importance of having families and having businesses support these people and be able to come home to resume their situations with their families, and more importantly, to even resume their situations in their businesses. And every single company that does that should be commended. You've been listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. I'm John Charan, along with Jack McGurk, and we thank today's special guest, Major General John Gronsky, the Deputy Commanding General for the Army National Guard. Remember, until next week, thank a veteran.